Andrea McKenzie and I were a part of the Literacy Coaches Lounge. And when the film came out, we were very fortunate that we got to watch it together and kind of debrief. And we were all very moved by the message of the movie, which is that we need to come together not only as teachers, but as parents and community members, and really take a look at our literacy instruction and what it's missing and how we fill those gaps. So really, it's just this film is encouraging conversation, and it's encouraging us to be vulnerable, and it's encouraging us to really look at how we can help our students, because we know that they are struggling. They are struggling. Mm-hmm.
Well, COVID didn't help. I mean, we don't like to say that word too much on the air anymore. We're tired of talking about it, but sure. COVID definitely did have an impact on
student learning
and gaps. And
you need to put a quarter in the swear jar.
I know. I'm sorry. We're done with it now. I'm done with that. 25 cents and I'm out. We're not talking about it anymore, but it is a reality. It's a reality.
It is. And how we come together and how we come up with a plan, we know what we need to do. We need to move forward. And so this film is just really getting us to talk about it. And again, it's very powerful, and it's helping us advocate for our students and what they need and where we go next.
So what's it about?
So it is about an NAACP activist. It's about two families, one classroom teacher, and it just kind of follows them on their journey and what literacy instruction looks like through their eyes.
Okay.
And it's all about, you know, how we can continue to fight to provide what they need. And it's, you know, it's littered with different statistics and facts that just really open your eyes as to, you know, where we're at with literacy in America. They rattle in the movie, they say 37% of all fourth graders in the United States read below basic. And that means that they cannot read. So that, and they're saying in the movie as they interview different specialists, why are we all not screaming about this?
Mm-hmm. Erica, where were you going with that? I saw you lift your finger up when Bianca mentioned that stat.
I just think it's important to recognize as we come together as a community, this is bigger than Elyria. This is bigger than Lorain County. This is our country as a whole. So this is also, that's why we have this attention to it, because the statistic is much bigger than us here. So we need to work on it like boots on the ground locally. Mm-hmm. And what can we do to help with this?
Yeah. And again, that's why this collaboration between the ESC and all of our local school districts is so important. It's giving us resources as educators and practitioners to really put these plans in place and start taking action.
What does that look like, though? So if you're somebody out there listening,
how do you solve this problem?
Right. So you hear that statistic, and as mm-hmm. teachers, you're kind of, you know, one of those catch your breath moments. But how do you actually grab this by the horns and take control?
I think you do it in a couple of different ways to start. I think up first, we're trying to raise awareness, which is what this movie is going to do. And then two, you know, really investing in our teachers and investing in professional development, because these are things that we didn't learn when we went to college. We didn't know about. Even in 2020, you know, that's when I got my reading endorsement and became really excited about literacy. And we didn't talk about any of this.
What exactly, when you say we didn't talk about any of this,
yeah.
What do you mean?
So the science of reading and best practices.
Okay.
So that's what we're referring to, you know, for so long. And it's nobody's fault. And I think we've all kind of gone through this reflection period of, oh my gosh, like, I feel so awful that I didn't know this. And I, you know, touched so many students, but now we know better. So we're going to do better. So just really getting down to our practices. So we know that we really need to have explicit instruction. We know how important structured literacy is, and that is assuming nothing. We are teaching our students everything. We are thinking out loud every step, every instruction. We are having them peel back and look for their skill deficit and starting with where they're at and just giving them tools they need to read. So, you know, what that looks like in a small group instruction, you know, we're trying to figure out, you know, what it looks like there. We're trying to look, see in what it looks like at whole group. We're trying to look and see, you know, how we can pull our different supports that we have in our buildings. We're trying to see how this all fits together. So we're really learning along the way, but we're getting there. Like, I definitely feel a shift already. I feel some eagerness from a lot of teachers. I feel eagerness and curiosity from administrators. So it feels good, and we're going slow to move fast. So I know in my head and in my heart we're going to get there. It is going to take some hard work, and it is going to take some time, but I do feel like we're getting there.